Log Talk Radio.
Woohoo! I'm having an explosion here. Everything's going everywhere. Welcome to Angel Antics. So that song didn't come on. I must have.
The angels are doing their own thing, Eileen. I apologize. They're not listening.
As soon as I come on, everything that I had in my hands went poof all over the place as soon as the show started. So I think we're in for a real exciting time tonight, depending on what they've got in mind.
Yeah,
for.
That's okay. It's Angel Ants. That's the theme of our show here. So we're going to just hopefully go with the flow. And
all the excitement we used to have with different things happening and coming in. So today looked like one of those days, and I know with Mercury in retrograde again and all these planets lining up and the eclipses coming around, I think we're in for a special treat tonight. What do you think, Fishy?
You know what? I agree, Eileen, and the angels are telling me, and I was posting it, that doors of opportunity are opening, and they're asking each one of us, are you ready? Are you ready? So we're here tonight, and I hope we're here to co-create the life, you know, of your dreams. For those listening, we're here and we're ready to assist you with, you know, other angels, other archangels, different, you know, divine beings and everything. So I think it's going to be really exciting. And I have a little prayer, and it's entitled Prayer for Codependent Awakening by Vicki Ann Martinelli. Today, I call in Archangel Michael for power, energy, and motivation. I allow the blue light to flow throughout my body. As the energy reaches my fingers, it sparkles like 4th of July firecrackers. Today, I call Archangel Raphael for healing and eliminating any addictions of or codependent behaviors. And I allow the green light to flow throughout my body. Often, I feel Archangel Michael's blue, the blue light, it's intertwined with Archangel Raphael's green light. And an incredible sense of liveliness is experienced when this happens. The grand finale of my blessings occur as I call in Archangel Shamuel for unconditional love and world peace. I embrace that pink light as it travels throughout my body, providing me with peace, love, and harmony. Today, I'm not the same person I was yesterday. I have boundaries and self-worth. Namaste. And I have an affirmation that I'd like each of you to, you know, repeat to yourselves. I love and accept myself completely in the moment exactly as I am. And Eileen, I feel that's really important.
Yes, it is. We all want, you know, we're all on a journey and we're all on a path of growth. But on the other hand, we do have to accept ourselves just for today. Doesn't mean that we can't still work on ourselves. But we must know that each and every day we wake up and we are the better than we were the day before, and we are the best that we can be so far, and accept ourselves and love ourselves for the journey we've already traversed and for the path we plan on venturing on. And so it is all about loving oneself, which opens us up to loving others, to sharing ourselves with others, for doing our best for ourselves and others, which inevitably comes back to truly loving yourself. So I 100% fully agree. That's a beautiful reading you did for us today. I've heard that one before, and I really do like it.
Thank you.
The statement at the end, yeah, is, you know, it's just,
yeah,
just for today.
It's a beautiful affirmation.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we learn in our Reiki classes, everything is just for today.
Definitely. And with that being said, we do have a few callers waiting to speak with us. So would it be okay if I brought one on?
That would be fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, Eileen.
All right. Well,
area code.
Let's see.
Hello, you're live with Angel Antics 256.
Hi, this is Kimberly. How are y'all?
Hi, Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly. Do you have an intention today of what you'd like your angels to tell you, your guides and your guardians, loved ones?
Yes. Actually, my intention is about the present job that I have. It's And I don't know if it's an indicator that it's time for me to leave, but I've never been as frustrated at this place that I am right now. And I've been teaching 14 years. And it's not the students. In fact, it's never the students. But this time it's something different. And I think I rushed to get this job this time instead of looking at other things, because I think it's time for me to come out of the classroom.
All right. Well, let's see if they think you rushed into things, whether you need to take more time or what we, you know, what do they want to tell you about that life situation?
Okay.
First thing I'm getting is that when it comes to and your future, your life's future, that you're holding on to a belief system. And it's and that belief system is really no longer really working for you.
Uh-huh.
And so in order to make your own life changes to create the future of what you really want, that's going to be significant, that's going to make some changing things happen in different events, that you need to go through this situation because it's going to lead you to more significant opportunities. So basically, if there's doors opening, you know, make sure that you do watch through, you know, walk through those doors as they open.
Okay.
But there really is some wonderful news on the way. So I don't know if you've been looking out at other positions or kind of keeping an eye on what's going on in the industry. But just know that smart choices are going to bring you your rewards. And that there really is a lot of good news coming your way. And it will be in the area of success. And you may actually even get recognition for it at work or somehow. Maybe it's the recognition of getting a new job. But just know that some of the things that you could be working on, you've been procrastinating, comes from making good decisions. And confusion arises from overanalyzing. So just know that, you know, ask, allow your message to come in, and don't overanalyze it. Just take the options and make a choice, because that's going to get you into trouble. If you have any problems, resort to prayer, ask, and they will listen, and they will help answer those prayers. Know that Archangel Raphael is with you, and he's helping to heal all the challenges that have been coming your way. And some of the way we view things and the way we make our choices has to do with how we feel about something. So if we can heal the blocks that are holding us away from ourselves, our true selves, and we can release those blocks, then we make better decisions for ourselves, which bring us further along our path. But know that you are really protected, and the worst has really been behind you. So just know that you really are in a safe situation, and feel confident that once you've taken the time to really, you know, do your due process of going through and making your smart choices, that's going to help any confusion about what you've been feeling lately. And I hope that helps you. Okay, good. DC, what do you have for us?
Yes, thank you, Eileen. Well, Kimberly, I'm getting that, you know, all of your needs are going to be taken care of as you honor the calling of your heart and your soul. It's really important, okay? And as we know, thoughts of lack are going to bring about more lack. And if you focus positively on thoughts of abundance, it's going to bring about, of course, more abundance. So be sure that you're watching your thoughts really carefully at this time, okay? And then you won't be, you know, struggling while trying to manifest. And your spirit within has heard your request, and you're being guided and directed so that you will have more prosperity in your life, okay? Listen now to the words that you're hearing from within and honor your own true heart, because it is your passion and your purpose, and it will open your life to financial windfalls as well as success. I'm getting, you know, you might have been thinking about money. Money is coming. Be open to receiving it. And the angels are going to help you to heal any negative money thoughts and beliefs, okay? So just follow your passion and know that you are always provided for in all ways, okay? And this is the time, Kimberly, to really, like, let others come in and help take care of you as well, okay? I'm also getting that you may have been working maybe a little hard for too little recognition, honey, okay?
Yes.
So that's what the angels are saying, okay? And it's okay for you to, you know, let people know what you're doing, because sometimes they're, you know, they're caught up in what they're doing as well. But you do deserve recognition. So continue to do what you're doing, even if no one's watching, because the universe is watching. And like I said, abundance is coming your way. So you are going to have that financial stability that you're seeking, okay? And with the financial, you know, aspect of your life getting a little bit better, it's going to give you a little bit more time to really have some time to do some more fun things, okay?
Okay.
And as well, it's going to, like, it's going to free up that area that's, you know, filled with worry, okay?
Okay.
So expect good to come your way, really, because I see all good coming your way, hon. Feel empowered with the messages that Eileen and I deliver to you tonight. The angels are showing me that you're climbing the ladder to success. And you may even, you know, find yourself on a new money-making opportunity as well. Okay? So
okay.
You sort of arrived at this place right now in your life. Please be confident and in charge of, you know, of people and situations around you. And please continue to believe in yourself and that know that you can handle all your money issues very easily. And I'd like you to affirm that today I choose to focus on what I want, okay?
Today I affirm, what was it again?
Today I choose to focus on what I want.
Oh, today I choose to focus on what I want.
What I want, yes. And Kimberly, you know what? Just know that what is yours is just Kimberly's alone. No one can take it away from you, okay? The universe has unlimited abundance for everyone, okay? So partner with the universe, and you're going to find yourself manifesting everything you've been hoping for. And that's what I have for you. I hope that, you know, that helped.
It did. Thank you.
God
you're
bless,
very
Kimberly.
Well.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Take care.
Bye.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Oh, that was beautiful, Eileen. Okay. I'm waiting. Okay, the computer's finally catching up with me. Area code 917, you're live with Angel Antics.
Hi, DC, and hello, Eileen. My name is Ellen, and I'm calling from New York.
Well, welcome, Ellen.
Hi,
how
Ellen.
Are you this evening?
Thank you so much for taking the call. I do have a question, but of course, if you get other information, I'd be just as glad to accept that from you.
Of course.
I may be taking a trip next month that would be partly paid or mostly paid by somebody else. It's kind of a long story, but that's what it is. Is that going to happen? Would it be a good idea for me to take this trip? So I just want to lay it out to you. What do you pick up regarding it?
All right. That's enough because they know, you know, it's like you don't have to say everything. I always ask, did you set the intention? Because once you've set it into your heart, that's what the energy reads is the intention you set in your heart. So let's see what the answers are that they have for you. Well, now I am getting that you need to have a little patience and don't worry about things. Take a little bit of time and step back and plan your next steps and invest your time and money as prudently as possible. So be cautious about how you're spending things. Tonight, right now isn't the time to really flourish your expenses. But to have patience and to kind of have a work on foresight without really jumping into too much. The other thing that I have for you right now is you actually have a really true purpose and you're ready to begin that new adventure. And what I'm hearing is that you've been really quite, you are quite a dreamer. You dream about the future, what you want to do. You make all kinds of plans. And so what I'm here to tell you is to trust yourself. It is a good time for you to bring forth those dreams and put them into action. This is your true purpose in life. Begin that new adventure. This is what I'm getting is not a small take a vacation, should I do this next type thing. This is more of a life-changing life decision, you know, changing careers, changing really your focus and goals. So, you know, it is okay to make all those plans of who you want to be when you're, you know, younger, you know, at 16 years old, you have these dreams of what you want to do. And then maybe at 24, you would reevaluate. Then you kind of adjust them a little bit. And, you know, as you go on in life, sometimes it's okay to take them all and go, well, I accomplished a good handful of the things that were on this list to accomplish. And you throw it up in the air like fairy dust and you let it sprinkle back down and see what lands on you. And then just take that and move forward. And so that's what I mean by actually just moving on to your dreams. What sprinkles down in fairy dust are those dreams. So work towards those and move on to them. You've had some very, very powerful epiphanies lately. Things have really, like, you know. Your intuition is very strong. And you know. So let go of all the worry and the fear and just understand the truth of the situation. And really what I'm hearing for you is that you align yourself with the moon. You're very attracted to the moon. You like being outdoors with the moon, so on and so forth. And so with that eclipse coming up, I think you somehow, I don't know what your schedule is or what your plans are. And not that you have to be in a spot where it's completely covered for, you know, that what, 4 minutes, something like that. But just be out in the energy of that eclipse as it comes forth and crosses our path here on Monday. Because it really is, you are really a moon person, you're a moon child. And it is time for you to absorb the energy as it crosses, and there is that corona around the sun's corona showing around that. So know that you're also a teacher. You're very wise. Focus upon that strength, if that's the strength that it is meant to be, to move forward. It could be very, very much so. Do you teach yoga, or were you considering teaching yoga? Because that's what I'm getting for you is that you've thought about being a teacher, moving forward, maybe starting your own business as some sort of a teacher. And I'm thinking yoga teacher or something, maybe energy healing, something like that. Anyway, that's what I have for you. It really is time for you to step back on your new path. I hope that resonates with you because that's what I have for you today.
It resonates a lot, but do you mind if I ask, is this trip part of that career big change, or would it be just be sidetracking me and taking me away from what I should be working on?
I'm actually seeing more over that it would take you away from what you're working on, that you need to have a little bit of patience, and you've kind of been worrying about a few things. I am getting that you do need to take the time to rest. And so if this vacation is meant to be a restful vacation, it may be a great place to start as long as you bring a journal and you actually start writing down some of these forward-thinking plans that you have for your new adventure. So it could be the planning stages of your new adventure to take the time to go do that. Because I am definitely seeing that you do need to take the time to rest. Now, if this is a backpacking vacation where you're up at dawn every day with a backpack on your back, you're not setting camp till 5 o'clock in the afternoon to make your cook stove dinner, probably not the plan they had. Moreover, a resting vacation with a journal and thoughts and putting those thoughts down on paper so that when you get back from that vacation, you can start making motions to put it in place. You must every, you know, best laid plans, but until we actually figure out how to make ourselves go into motion to do it, they're just all in the planning stages. You know, it's, and sometimes interacting and getting things into motion is the difficult part. But that's the message I have for you. Let's see what DC has for you.
Thank you, Eileen.
Yes.
You're welcome. I hope
thank
that
you.
Was
this
a good reading for you.
Yes.
This is DC. I do see a career change in your future, so now is the time to focus on the new, okay? I see beautiful
okay.
new beginnings, and with that comes spiritual growth. And the angels are saying you're a little bit overwhelmed right now in regard to the area of finances. Please look at things rationally and just remove the emotional reaction from it, okay? And try to stay in a positive mindset. Okay, it's really important. Put those good intentions out to the universe, and just make sure that you have a plan and continue to follow that plan. And with that being said, the angels of abundance, they've you know, been watching you. They acknowledge, you know, that, you know, money issues are really causing you quite a bit of worry. And Ellen, not only causing you worry, but it's pulling your energy down as well. Okay?
Okay.
So allow the angels to come in. We have Archangel Michael coming in, and he's coming in with the Angels of Abundance, and he's here to help release those cords that are connected, you know, with all the things that are negative and are actually controlling you, okay? So the message they have for you is that you are free to choose, you know, your career goals, your actions, your relationships, whatever it is, based upon love, Ellen, and not fear, okay? And one of the angels is stepping forward and asking you to open your heart to angel love. And they're saying, beloved, no matter what is going on in your life, you can open your heart to angel love and transform a gray day into one of light and joy. Sit down, close your eyes, and focus on your heart. Now imagine your angel is sitting right in front of you. Open your heart as your angel sends you love. Fill up your heart and keep letting it fill to the brim, and let that angel's love erase any pain or scars from the past so that you can share love once more. And with that being said, Ellen, I see the Ascendant Masters are with you as well as the angels, and they're going to help you to make the choices that you need to make. And they're saying, beloved, there's no need to worry. We're here to help you. You can't make a poor decision. So they're asking you, you know, to go forward, no more procrastination, because, of course, you are on the right path. And everything that you need, Ellen, is already within you. You were born in truth and universal knowledge, and it's in each of your body's cells, okay? This situation is just testing your inner knowledge. Just be still and breathe. And just, you know, hold the situation in your stomach area and see how your body reacts. If it doesn't feel right, then, of course, we know it isn't. And when you, you know, hold a situation in your stomach area, you know, the abdomen, when it feels peaceful and content, that means that it's a truth-based feeling, and it's positive. And, of course, act upon it. So please, do not discount your own feelings, and don't deny your truth, because you know what your truth is. Okay?
Yes.
I'm getting around you, let's see, the letter G. There's someone that's going to come in and help you, and that could be a first name. Or it could, in fact, be, it could be a last name as well. So if it doesn't make sense to you now, could you please just write it down, the letter G?
Yes.
And you'll see
yes.
when they come in that, you know, just, that they're here to help you, Ellen. Okay? And those are the messages that we have for you today. I hope they've helped you.
They have. Thank you so much, ladies, DC and Eileen. I appreciate both readings.
Oh, Ellen, you're very welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling Atlantics.
Thank you. Good night.
Night.
Woohoo.
I love helping people.
Me too. Area code 818. It's really great to connect with you. Can we have your name, please?
Hello. I'm calling from California.
Hi. Welcome
Hi.
To Angel Anne.
Thank you. My name is Zilla, DC, and Eileen. Thank you so much.
Melody. Wonderful.
Villa. Yeah, it's V as in Valentine, I-L-L-A.
Villa.
All right.
Very nice to meet you, Villa.
Yes, good to meet you, too.
And do you have a question for us tonight or an intention that you'd like to know about?
Well, what caught my eye was I saw on Facebook they were talking about tonight about doors being opened and things. And so I've been having some wonderful projects going on. And I do have a little bit of nervousness, like, is this going to, are doors going to open for me to put this energy forward? And so I was just wondering
beautiful
what my angels have to say.
Beautiful question. I love it. That's exactly how we will set the intention. So set that intention in your heart space, and we'll see what they have to tell you. What I see is that actually there is really is a bright future that's manifesting for you. You've done a lot of hard work, and you've put in a lot of creativity in this. But what I'm hearing is that you might want to partner with someone, and that may help create a greater progression by partnering with someone who does something similar. That way you both aren't having the same expenses. You can share some of those expenses, so on and so forth. But you really have to open your heart, and like you said, you know, is the energy going to move into that? And part of it's going to be about your own energy and setting your space in that place of love and staying there and just, you know, being as Jesus is, you know, as you look into someone else's eyes. You never know if you're looking into the eyes of Jesus. And so expect that you are and treat them that way. When you do that, the right person is going to come along for you. And it's going to really help you manifest that brighter future for yourself. It's also about having someone else to ask help from. All the work and no play is going to be very weight-bearing on you. And so by having a partner to share that and work with that energy, then you don't have so many responsibilities. Like I said, you know, a moment ago, it's about sharing that, you know, that administrative responsibility. If you have a partner, then you can share some of that. But know that right now it is time for you to take some action. And the power of your own creativity has brought you thus far. And success is going to allow you a few more of those luxuries in life. Prosperity is going to flow your way. I see this as really a really rich adventure coming your way. And it's going to bring you really great happiness, which is going to give you continued health and allow you more time to really move on your way, especially if anything in your past life needed any healing. I really see that this growth within yourself is going to allow that healing. I think what it's going to do is allow others to see that you are able, you can do this, that you are strong enough, you are powerful enough, you are positive enough to make everything happen just as you have set your intentions to do. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope that helps.
It does.
DC?
And Villa, this is DC. And what I'm getting, the angels are saying, it is time for you to break free from whatever's holding you back and really step forward and do whatever brings you that true happiness, okay? The angels are saying you've waited long enough. And it's really time for your life's purpose to be revealed to the world. And not in a small way, Villa, but I'm getting in a big, big way, okay?
Okay.
So, it could start off where you do this, you know, maybe part-time. It doesn't have to be, you know, that you take the grand stage all at once. But as you mm-hmm. honor your purpose, you're going to see that your life becomes more synchronistic, and then you end up having more joy. And you're able to take better care of yourself, and you're there to serve the planet because you are a light worker. So don't fear any kind of changes that are going to occur. they're going to be positive changes, and they're going to happen in divine time and divine order. Okay, so please follow your passion, explore the different options that present themselves, but a career change, Villa, is in your future. And have courage to ask for and accept help, okay? Because the angels have been watching you, and they're saying, you've been trying to do everything basically on your own, okay?
That's true.
And you don't have to do that. You know, there's so much help around you. Ask for help, because it takes a strong person to ask for help, okay? And when you do, God and the angels, they're going to have that help there just as you need it, okay? And it is an important step toward manifesting abundance. It's a very, very powerful step. And you're going to find that when you ask for help like that, it's almost instantly, you know, rewarded and you're given an answer, okay? And I'm also getting, Jesus is coming in and he's just, you know, he's talking about, you know, loving yourself and living in the moment, okay? Accept yourself just as you are, imperfect as you are, and just keep loving yourself and, you know, loving others. And there's no point to worry, you know. Yesterday is gone, and tomorrow's not here yet. And this is basically the only moment that we can change is the present one in front of us, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, as you go, you do step onto that path, Phila, you're going to find that I'm getting, like, I see just sort of the vision I'm getting is like pennies from heaven, but it's not pennies, of course. This is going to be like a wow kind of thing, okay? The angels are giving you, like, the, you know, they're using the flag. They're like, go, Villa, go, they're saying, okay?
Okay.
So whatever you start, whether it's, yeah, they have that flag waving at me, but there's going to be a project or a job, and it's going to be so financially rewarding. It's going to be amazing. So stay open-minded as it develops, and just do what you love, and as you do, you're going to find that the money's going to follow, Villa, okay? Connect with your joy, and then as you connect with your joy, everything else is just going to fall into place for you, okay?
Okay.
And I have one.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I have one last message, I believe. There's one little message. Okay, who we have with you now, we have one of the Ascendant Masters, and it's Master Rakosi. He's our Divine Director, okay? He's a great spiritual teacher, and one of his students was Saint Germain. So he's there for you at this time, and he's going to help you with spiritual teaching, esoteric learning, and anything that involves, like, world peace, okay? So
is that Saint Germain or the Ascendant?
His teacher, Master Rakosi. But I'm getting that your life purpose does involve teaching.
Yes, that's you're right
so
on target.
So I don't know, like, on what level. Okay, so just connect with Master Rakosi, and he'll help you on your journey. And that's what I have for you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for putting this on Facebook so that I could see it today.
You're so welcome.
Both of you
have
a beautiful day.
Thank you.
God continue to bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Area code 814. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name? Hi.
Hi, Terry.
814.
It's Terry.
Okay. Karen. Okay, hi, Karen. It's very nice to have you on with us today.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you have a question for us?
No.
No? Okay. Eileen, are you still with us?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm here. I'm sorry, I was talking.
Okay,
I
we have Karen with us, Eileen?
There was an airplane going by. I muted my phone and I forgot to unmute.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear
so we
you.
Do have Karen.
Hi, Karen. Well, welcome to Angel Antics. And, let's just see what messages are meant for you for today. What I'm seeing is that there really are some better choices. There's been a situation that has been, that's gone cold from not making a decision. And what I'm hearing is you haven't really been seeing things as clearly as you should. And you are running away from the truth. And the truth, you know, is in your heart. You know what it is. And, you know, it's just some situations there's just no winning. There's just, it's about whatever is just right. So sometimes that's just the one we have to make, that in our own, for our own self, for our own intuition, it's the right choice. And that's the one that you must make. It's about following your heart because you know that that's right. And you know, stress has been really coming from this, and many things have really been happening at once. But you could be successful at working through things as the events, you know, work their way through and make their changes, because that's how events are. They create change. It's something we don't really want to work with, but it happens. But it is going to be a positive change. So stay with it. Stay focused on what you need to do. Like I said, stay focused on following your heart with, you know, what it is that you want to move forward with. In the end, you are going to come out of this stress, strain, this thing that's been holding you back. You're going to come through it with brilliant success. So know that you have the freedom to go into any direction. The journey is completely yours. It is completely open. And you have completed this past journey. It is now time to come out the other side, take the world on again, and it be yours, because the doors have closed on the other side. And it really is time for you to stay focused on yourself and move forward. As we told one caller a little bit ago, getting it all right is really about loving oneself and doing what's right, trusting your own intuition, your own choices, and making sure that what you're choosing is following your heart for really positive change throughout your own journey. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that resonates with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It does. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad you understood
it. Yes, thank you, Eileen. Karen, this is DC. And the message that I'm going to start off with is love is the answer to all of your questions. Okay?
Okay.
And feeling loved is your true desire. And this is being offered continuously to you by Mother Mary, by Jesus, by God, by the angels. And you're asked to surround your current situation and your relationships with love. Okay? And when we surround, you know, a situation with love, it loosens the bonds of ego attachments. And when you pray for love to heal your situation, God, of course, sends angels to be by our side. So Mother Mary is with you, and she's asking you to only use loving words when you speak, you think, or you write. And please avoid any kind of pessimistic discussions with yourself or others, because it is really essential to surround yourself with the highest energy available. And when you do, you're going to see miracles are going to happen. There's going to be healings. There's going to be new opportunities. And you really will attract those wonderful relationships. And you have the power and you have the knowledge, Karen, to change your reality. Okay? So, be mindful of what you're thinking, okay? Keep your thoughts focused and keep them positive, because this is truly a really powerful time for you, okay? And you have access to so much right now. So make sure that, you know, what you're, you know, thinking about is in line with your desires. And if it's not, you can make a change. But please use positive affirmations. You could meditate. You can use a vision board. And you're really going to be manifesting. And remember, when you put your request out to the universe, always ask, you know, for your desire or something better, okay, so that all your dreams really will come true and more. But your wishes are coming true. Again, get clear about your desires. Be clear with others, and please have faith. And, Karen, I want you to affirm, my desires are manifesting for me, okay? And please just think unlimited is what I'm getting. Think unlimited, because you may be ending, you know, something career-wise and maybe headed to doing something that really connects with the creative side of yourself, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you're sort of being shown how to stand on your own two feet, okay? and don't allow anything you're feeling to really to interfere with your goals. And with that being said, I have a beautiful goddess, Bast, B-A-S-T. She's coming in, and she's letting you know, Karen, your independence is going to be a foundation for your strength and your success, okay? Give yourself permission to play. Ask that your needs be met, okay? Make your own decisions, okay? And just know that this beautiful goddess, the Egyptian goddess, is going to be with you, okay? And she's going to help you to make your dreams come true, okay? And she's around, like she's both with another god, with a sun god, and they connect with the moon and the sun. So this is a really great time to connect with her as well. And the last message I have is please visualize abundance coming to you in many forms, Karen. Do not restrict yourself from how this abundance can come. Open your arms really widely to accepting it, no matter which way it comes to you, okay? And when you visualize something that you're wanting, it really helps, okay? So if there's something that you're wanting, like in the physical world here, maybe a new car or home or whatever it is, you can even take a picture from a magazine and you could put it on a vision board and that will help as well, okay? And then you could put some positive affirmations around. But I'm getting, I don't know if you go outside enough, but I'm getting like being in nature is really going to help to raise your vibration as well, okay?
Okay.
You can go out in the daytime, you know, in the sunlight, or you could go out in the nighttime and you could sit under the stars and look at the moon. Either way, you're going to connect with the limitless, you know, vastness of the universe. And you are going to manifest your abundance, okay? And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped.
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling in. God.
Well, who do we have next?
Okay, area code 917. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi. Yes. It's Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Samantha? Welcome to Angel
Antics. Hi.
Do you have a question for us?
Do I have a question? Let me think.
You could just have a
yes, I'd like a general, whatever you have for me, please.
Perfect. That's beautiful. Well, the first thing that I have is stress comes from having too many things going on at one time. And even though you're a successful multitasker, sometimes events change things and you need to regroup. And so to do this, it feels like creating magic. And that's the reason is that you are a very magical person and you can do anything because you actually see when too many things are going on and everything's becoming a mess and you take charge. You focus on your strengths. You work really hard to move forward and you make things happen. You manifest them just right when you need it. And you can continue manifesting and be very, very successful in doing so. Like I said, you're like a magician when it comes to being able to create and manifest for yourself. But when you do this, make sure that you also take action when you see things come your way. It's like when doors open and you walk through them, sometimes you've got to pick up a big, heavy box and carry it somewhere and do something with it. So make sure that you take the continued action as you're walking through those doors. That's what's going to create a greater success and an amazing opportunities for you. Is really, you know, you have that Midas touch where that you're able to create things, doors open, but you don't really grab the handle of it and carry it forward. And so once the next door opens, man, you really need to put things into action. You are a very powerful person and are expected to do quite a bit in this lifetime. And you need to get to work on those things. You've had a lot of doors open, but you really haven't really made as much as you could have out of them. You could have. It's about you taking action. So I hope that makes sense to you. It sounds like a fierce, strong talking to, but that's the message I was told to give you tonight. So, but follow your heart in that and make sure that, you know, you do follow your heart, and that's what's going to bring you to the other side of being a great success. But you have great opportunities in front of you, but make sure that you make them happen. All right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I hope you understand that message.
Thank you. I do, yes.
Good. All right. DC has more for you, so let's see what she has to say.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Hi, Samantha. This is DC. What I'm getting right now is that you're a little bit distracted, okay? And by being distracted, you're sort of blocking the flow of abundance to come to you, okay? I'm getting that your thought process is like maybe like a little bit fragmented. At times you might have difficulty in focusing. Okay, so allow the angels to come in and to help you to really get, you know, your priorities in order and get rid of the fears as you go forward. It's time right now to break fear from whatever's holding you back and begin doing what brings you true happiness. Samantha, the angels are saying you've waited long enough. If it hasn't, you know, already, your life purpose is going to reveal itself in a very big way. Okay? So it could start off, you know, just part-time as not to, you know, be overwhelming. But as you honor your purpose, your life is going to become more joyful, and you're going to notice all the synchronicities around you. So you're going to be better able to take care of yourself. And do not fear, like, these changes, okay? Because they're coming, and they're going to make your life better. I'm getting that, you know, in regard to career, there might be a career change in your future as well. And with that being said, you have a totem animal, the wolf, and the wolf is with you to teach through experience to trust yourself and not to fear or even reject the parts of yourself that you don't understand quite yet, okay? So this beautiful animal resonates with intuition and learning and really getting in touch with the shadow side of ourselves. And I'm seeing that, like, Merlin, you know, Merlin the magician, he found that he, too, you know, he was there with the wolf, and that was his faithful companion. And this beautiful wolf is going to be your spiritual companion right now, and it is one of the most faithful of the animal guides. Okay, so prepare to just, you know, really to start going on this beautiful journey. Okay, so I hope that, you know, what we said makes sense to you, hun, and the angels want you to affirm that you are a seeking spirit, okay? Just stay grounded and focused, and you're going to see that whatever is hard for you or any kind of tough times that you're going through, they're changing right now, okay? So expect improvement in all the areas of your life, okay? And you are moving toward your desired goals. And that's what I have,
Thank
Samantha.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, Eileen, let's see.
Yeah.
Area code 502, you're live with Angel Ant.
Yeah, this is Jennifer. 502. How are you doing? Yes.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi,
Welcome
Jennifer.
To the show.
How are you doing?
Do you have a question or something
Yes.
To know about?
Yes, I'd like to, I'm trying to figure out direction, the word I need to go with my life, because I've been struggling with my employment situation, and I have dreams and goals that I'd like to accomplish and everything, but I'm just a little stuck in life, and I'm having trouble moving forward.
Uh-huh. Right. I understand that myself. And just on a personal basis, it is trying to figure out at this point in your life what brings you passion. And then see where that can take you, which is very difficult, but it is actually where we must go. And so with that said, that's my opinion from being the age that I am and the journey that I'm on and where I've come to this point. But with what the angels want to tell you, I have to say that they are telling me the desire for a more meaningful life is what pulls on you the most right now. And realizing that it really is time for you to move on. Choosing, you've got to choose to make that major life change. It's just, I hear Archangel Michael is there, and he really is there to support you in it. He gives you strength on life purpose. He is really your go-to angel when you want these types of changes. So I'm not surprised that he's come in right now and said that he is there for you. But what you've been doing lately really is no longer supporting your highest good. Make small steps daily until change is made to move you to the desired place where you want to be. You can move much more quickly, but it's going to be important for you to evaluate each step of the way honestly with yourself, because they're all going to be situational about how they come up. So, you know, question yourself daily, and that's by calling in Archangel Michael and asking him, he is an angel of truth, ask him to help show you truth. Show me the truth in this situation. And whatever Claire is the strongest in your own self, you know, just like each of us has, you know, one person will have better vision, another person will have better hearing, another person will, you know, have a really great sense of taste or smell. And other people, it's the same with Claire's. We have that intuitive feeling. So that's clairsentience, the way you feel. There's cognizance. Okay. So whatever your strongest one is, ask for Archangel Michael to go through that area of your best understanding and ask him to deliver messages to you on what your next step should be, whether this step that I'm taking is the right step for me or whether it's not. And you know what? If your Claire is Claire audience, you will actually hear a yes or a no. I have physically had it happen to me, or I guess I don't know if that's physically or audibly. I've had that experience literally happen to me. So don't worry, though. You really are ready to make these steps. You know, you're ready to pack your belongings and find yourself a new path. And I'll tell you what, a beautiful, beautiful dawn really does awake you, very much so. Just let go of the past and any of those endings. You have to feel complete with those endings so you can make way for your new opportunities. It's like closing one door. It's, you know, you bring a relationship to completion, to the point where we are complete. And you shut that door and you move forward. Doesn't mean you ever forget the person or the good things about the relationship and hopefully can just forget the bad. But just know that that door is closed and it is completed. It's time for you to do that. And really, truly is time for you to move on. Take your action. Be really fearless. Make that happy pursuit for yourself. These are treasured dreams you've had in your life. And so make sure that you make these amazing opportunities happen for yourself. Like I said, call on Archangel Michael and know that this is an artistic expression about you and it's meant to be. Take also some time to meditate, yoga, time for oneself, moving forward in self-actualization. And that's what I have for you. I hope that resonates with you.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. DC, what do you have for it?
Yes, Samantha, this is DC. The more that you love, approve, and accept yourself, the better your life is going to become. This is a time to use your imagination, to put your thoughts into action, to follow those dreams, and do not allow your present circumstances to interfere with your goals. okay? You've put forth so much effort, and you are truly going to get what you deserve, okay? So don't be afraid to face that challenge, okay? You're going to be able to do that. I'm getting you are creating reality, but this is the time that you've got to connect with your intuition, okay? So that means, like, follow your heart. And you're going to see in no time at all that you are going to realize your dreams. And it's sort of like you're going to see that the universe is helping you, you know, get the success in everything that you're desiring. Okay, you're going to achieve success. I sort of feel like we're driving on a bumpy little road there. So you've had some rough patches, but you're not a person that gives up easily, okay, until you really get what you want. Okay, and this is what's going to help you to succeed, that attitude of yours. Okay, I'm even getting you're going to meet new people, and you have a lot of luck coming your way. You may partner with someone, or there may be a coworker that are really going to play a part in your success as well. Okay, and I'm also getting, I don't know if do you meditate with, like, your chakras? Are you aware of, you know, the little energy centers in our body?
Yes, I've been I had been doing the chakra cleansing and activating meditation, and
So the sacral chakra is the second chakra, and from the bottom, and it's located, like, if you put two fingers below your navel, and this chakra relates to our desires, our creativity, our emotions, and even sexuality. So I'm getting that this chakra may be a little bit out of balance, and to help to keep, like, the energy flowing and everything, even if you, like, dance a little bit, you move your hips and your lower abdomen, and you use a color meditation on the beautiful color orange or a little bit of yoga, but you've got to express yourself, and, you know, you've got to affirm, I matter, and say that, you know, several times throughout the day, okay, Samantha, because you really do matter. And that's what I have for you.
Okay, thank you. That's Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. Hey, maybe that's why I like to go dancing one or two nights a week every week.
Hey, you're doing a great thing. Okay.
Yep, I was out dancing last night.
Awesome. That is so cool.
Well,
area code 201. You're live with Angel Antic.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. Who are we talking to
tonight?
Hi, can
you have your name?
Hi, you're talking to Jackie.
Jackie?
I'm looking to manifest a lot of things. And the distraction is always in the way. I just want to see what the angels are saying and how to manage the distractions and move ahead.
All right. Well, we'll do this real quick. We're almost to the end of our time, but that's all right. We'll see what we've got for you. Actually, the first thing I have for you is it really is time for a great success for you right now. You've got, a lot of things at your hand. It's time to, you know, step through the gate and make things happen. Don't delay, though. Wheels are turning, and all the delays are over. So as you move forward, make sure that you have the time or that you make the time. But you really will have the freedom to go through this. This is you've got some big steps coming up here soon. A lot. I'm not sure what's happening here. But know that some unexpected support is going to come through. There's going to be some sort of financial, some kind of money is coming your way. You're going to need some leadership skills. So I'm hearing maybe financial advisor, is going to be something that's going to come forward. But, there is going to be some unexpected good luck coming your way. And, so just be thrilled. I see a lot of good things coming in your future right now as far as success. And you're going to end up having the freedom to go whatever direction you want. You've been on a hard journey, and it really has come to completion. You're ready to move forward into
a better place. Kids, I don't know what is going on. Just remember that as this prosperity flows your way, that you really need to open your heart. Make sure that you love. Make sure that you stay kind. Be peaceful to others. I don't know. Do you play the lottery?
No. My husband plays it, but I don't really play it.
Sounds
so encouraging because my finances have been held up with a lot of legal issues regarding an estate. And I am looking to make some major moves, and there are some things that are in the way. I'm just trying to sort them all out right now, you know, in addition to just, you know, trying to get my family back in order. I think love has been the thing that people have used to their advantage and my disadvantage.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing that I see is that, I mean, I just see a lot of brilliant things coming your way. So just what you have to do is not focus on what isn't. What you have to do is imagine the future as you want it. Know that good things are going to come to you and have that energy flow your way. But overall, I see that prosperity is really ready to flow your way. So, you know, if you're thinking negative things, you may be pushing the goodness away from you. Don't do that. And if you do, if your family, you and your husband do end up winning the lottery, at least give me a call back and let me know, wow, this really did happen. Or if you do come into that windfall of money, because I do see, you know, prosperity flowing your way. Things are going to, you know, turn your way. Everything's going to be, the world's going to be at your hand. Just, you know, a financial windfall. Yes, everything is positive. A flow of prosperity. And the one thing that I see that's just super personal is for you to really just stay in that place of love. As I told another caller earlier, be Jesus to everyone. Never a bad word, never gossip, never, you know, just always trying to move forward in a good and positive way, which is the way you need to look at everything from this moment forward, and not worry about the fight and struggles that financially went on in some law situation. Only dream and visualize today. Everything is yours and in your hand, and life is really, really good. And do that and have that draw into you and set it in your heart space, in the deepest, most finite place of your heart. And I do so with that and what the angels are telling me, that's everything is coming your way. And that's the message I do have for you today. DC, what do you have for her?
Yes, thank you, Eileen. Jackie, I'm getting that positive energy is going to bring everything that you're desiring. All you have to do is follow your heart and do what you believe is right, okay? And the angels are saying she's not like this mediocre kind of person. I know what you're seeking, and you're going to get that or better, okay? Your personal life is prospering to new heights at this time. It's almost that it's like a magical time around you, okay? And in regard to relationships, any kind of problems that you had, they're just going to go away. Okay, and there's going to be so many improvements coming in your life. If you've gone through any kind of suffering, it's going to end, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you're safe. You're being protected by forces greater than yourself. So please release the fears that you're having and just be at peace, because there's nothing to fear. Everything is working out perfectly. Jackie, everything is okay. Your higher self knows, you know. So just go within and listen to that beautiful, positive, loving voice within that's assuring you that, you know, everything is as it should be. Find peace in the present moment. Trust in the timing of everything that's going to happen. Focus on having peace in your mind and your heart. And I see you taking a vacation. I'm getting that, you know, please, in the meantime, just, you know, remember to breathe, okay? Please just breathe, okay? And affirm that you are lovable, you're loving, and you're loyal, because you truly are, Jackie. And as Eileen said, I'm getting, there's a lot of money coming to you as well, and you're going to make a very large purchase, okay? So good news is coming to you, and you're soon going to have all the happiness, fulfillment, and well-being that you truly deserve, hon. God bless you. And that's what I have for you.
Thank you so much, ladies.
I hope that helps.
I do. Yes, I do appreciate
when
it. When
DC and I get almost identical, I mean, I hear her a lot of the things, positive things that I said in what she gave you. And when we're both that close together in a reading, it's pretty spot on. It's definitely what your guides, guardians, and angels wanted you to know today. So know that you are cared for by them, and they are watching over you.
I know they are. Sometimes it just seems like other people's problems get in the way, and I hardly ever have time to be me. And think
right.
to me and be at peace. But I do meditate, and I've been trying to give myself that me time because I needed it. I mean, because I was just like worn down.
Yeah.
You know, watch
yeah.
the negative because it's going to spread on
the
manifestation process.
Yeah. The other thing you can do is, you know, really get outside all that you can. Nature really does it real good. Take your shoes off, walk in the grass, make sure that you do some of that grounding. But thank you for calling us today and calling Angel Antics, and we hope that you let us know how things go for you. So thanks for calling.
Thank you. Could you repeat the name of the show? Because I actually got the number from looking on DC's page.
Angel Antics.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's on Sacred Embers Network. And you can go back in and listen to the replays of this show.
Yes, thank you so much. I do appreciate it. And I receive that. I receive everything that's on my vision board. I receive all the things that I've been manifesting. I receive peace and the serenity in all of this because I know I deserve it.
Yes.
You truly
do. As we all do.
God bless.
As we all
do.
Yes. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye. And you know what? I have a little angel message, Eileen. Walk in the presence of angels. For those who walk, angels learn to soar above the clouds.
Aw, how beautiful. Well, I want to thank you for joining. It was a beautiful show.
I just say thank you, Eileen, for the beautiful energy that you've shared with myself and everyone. It was just amazing.
Well, you too. We were very close and similar on many of the readings tonight, which that when we align, I always know that we're lined up, and that's the finite messages given in a different way by each of us. Very beautiful. I just feel so calm and peaceful now. I'm like, And thank you for sharing your energy with me tonight, too. I love you.
And I love you, Eileen.
Thank you for everyone for calling in tonight and being with us and sharing your time with us. We look forward to seeing you again next week. I love you. Good night.
Good night. Love you, too. Bye-bye, everyone.